Hello and thank you for listening to Shofar Almana's Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message and that it will inspire you in your walk with God.
Yes, Father, we thank you that we can come here and know and know and know that you love us. For if there's any doubt, we can simply look at the cross and see your Son dying for us, so that we can have life. Lord, you've come to set us free from sin and every consequence of it, even death itself, so that we may have the life eternally with you. We want to thank you, Father, even right now, Lord, that we can ask you. We can ask you for breakthrough. We can ask you for healing. We can ask you for salvation. Lord, we can ask you. God, we can ask you in the name of Jesus, and we know that you hear us and you give accordingly. We thank you that you are a good Father and we are loved by you. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's the last Sunday for the term. Before everybody scatters for holiday places all over the world. Many come here and others leave here. But this is our thank you Sunday. Where we have a family braai afterwards. You're all invited. Whether you brought something or didn't bring something, we have catered for everybody. Would love to invite you just afterwards just to stay with us for a while and fellowship with us as we eat together a meal. And we just celebrate each other and God's goodness, and especially what God is doing in and through your life. That is what church is really all about. It's been a good year. As shepherds, as we look over the flock, we see the flock is strong. It's healthy. It's growing. And it's with great comfort and gratitude that I can stand here this morning and look as a shepherd over the flock and see they are healthy. And they are strong. And I want to give God the glory for that. For His grace, for His guidance. The sheep is healthy. And there have been many opportunities to eat and grow. To feed and grow. And we are thankful for that. God has truly been faithful. He has kept us together. And it's really been a privilege to serve Him and you. It's really been a privilege this year, again, just to serve Him and to serve you as unto Him. And I want to thank you for that. I want to thank Him for that. Lise and I want to thank you for building the church with us. We are not the church. We are not the church. This building is not the church. The name Shofar is not the church. The structures and the programs is not the church. You are the church. And we want to thank you for building the church. Thank you for being you. Thank you for coming on Sundays. You might not realize it, but by coming on Sundays, you enable others to come also. It's amazing. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you for being available and willing to receive from God. And to allow Him to work in your life, because that produces life, and that life is attractive to others to come to the source of life. So we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for coming. We want to thank you for trusting us with the truth, the gospel. We want to thank you for worshiping with us and giving with us and sharing with us. It is us coming together on a Sunday to worship God, to receive from Him through His Word, and to love each other and to follow Him. That is what church is about. It's when we come together to receive, to worship, and to love, and to follow Him. This is what church is about. And we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for following Him. So we want to thank you for coming on Sundays and rainy days. When it's nice weather and bad weather, when it's hot or cold, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a witness. The fact that we are here, the fact that you come down when we baptize in public to make a declaration that God is alive and the church is alive. So we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for giving financially, which enables us to serve you and to serve you with staff. And I have great staff, young and old, new and old. But thank you for giving financially, because that enabled me and my wife to have staff to serve you. So we want to thank you for that. With that finance, we pay the rent, we pay the bills. But more importantly, it enables us to do ministry. Even if you just heard about the vacation outreach, thank you. Thank you for being part of this congregation, this church. We want to thank you for that. You enable ministry through your giving, but more importantly, through coming together and allowing God to work in your lives. Because what God does in your life will change you, and that change will change the community around you. And that is what church is about. Our heart is to build a church where people do not come because of the pastors, but they come because of the people in the church. And that is what this church is becoming. People are coming not because of us, they're becoming because of you. Because of your lives and your testimony and what God is doing in your life. And that's really what excites us, is to see how God, our Christ, is formed in you from glory to glory. Where you get equipped to do the work of the ministry, not just to receive ministry. And we want to thank you for that. We are only the cheerleaders, but you are the players. And we have a good team. We have a good team. So we want to thank you for being a great team. Thank you for giving of yourselves. For us, church is not defined by what happens on a Sunday only, but what happens from Monday to Saturday. That's where the game is really played. It's not what happens here that is the end of all things. No, what happens here is the beginning of all things. It's here where we come together to worship and to receive, but from this place we are going into this world to be light and salt. And we want to thank you for that. It's not just your spiritual growth, but the way you love the people because of Christ that is being formed in you. That encourages us when that starts to happen more and more through you. And we have been witnesses to that. So we want to thank you for coming. We want to thank you for giving. We want to thank you for receiving his life. And we want to thank you for living his life. And with that said, I want to remind you that you yourself, for us as pastors, you yourself is the greatest gift to this church. God has given his Son, which is the ultimate gift. He's given us his Spirit, which is the ultimate gift. But when you build a church, you build it with living stones. And it's those living stones that God is adding to this church that is so precious to us. And we thank God for the gift that he gives us through you. And like I always say, God has invested in your lives talents, gifts, and abilities that the church needs, that this living organism, this living spiritual house needs, which is in you. And we want to thank you for enabling that gift to come alive. That makes church special. That's why you are always a gift to us as we build together this church. So I want to share a portion of scripture that really reflects our hearts towards you, and I know God's heart also. And I know the context of this scripture is financial giving, but as I was praying about today, and God laid this heart on my heart for us together, not so much our financial giving, as you will see through this scripture, it's far more than your financial giving. It's the giving of yourself that is precious. It's the giving of yourself, allowing God to work in your life and through your life, that produces something far more than what the physical eye can see or grasp. And this is what I want to share with you. This giving of yourself. You coming, you allowing God to work in and through you. And that is found in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 to 15. And let's read this not just in the context of giving finance, but you will find if you start to read it in the context of giving yourself, your abilities, your time, your talents, and everything that God has given you, you will find this makes even greater sense. Because I believe it was not just, and as you read it, you'll see it was not just about finance that Paul was writing, that the Word of God is speaking to us. It's about a giving of ourselves. And the miracle that God does with it. Let me just first read the scripture. It says here in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 17, it says, so let's each one give as is purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seeds to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed that you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything with all liberty, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God that is in you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. You are this indescribable gift. It's not your finance, it's you. It's you. Me and my wife, we thank God for you. Thank you for being you. There's nothing more precious. God gave his son for you. Because you are an indescribable great gift. We want to thank you for that. And you know, sometimes you feel as if your 2 copper coins is not going to make a difference. Sometimes there's 5,000 men and women and children added upon it, and you only have 2 fish and 5 loaves, and you think this is completely insignificant. Yet nothing escapes the eye of God. When it comes with a cheerful heart, God is attracted to that. So he notices not the amounts given, but the heart with which it's given. And he sees the poor widow. And he notices the young boy with the 2 fish and the 5 loaves. It's not enough. But God accepts it. He blesses it and he multiplies it, and the effects are far greater than what we could ever see or acknowledge. And I want to encourage you. You might think you have so little to give. You might think the only thing I can do is from time to time come to church. You know what? God sees that. And like I said before, because you are coming to church. You. Because you are coming to church. Others see that. And God uses the fact that you simply come to church to draw others to come to church also. And before you know it, their lives change because of a simple act of coming to church. Giving the little that you've got. It's all precious to God. Sometimes we feel we don't have the strength or the energy. But despite it all, we muster enough courage within ourselves to give the little that we've got. You know what? It's on those moments when you feel as if you cannot give within or from without yourself to God. It's when you do not feel like it or you do not have the ability to, when you still give, that God notices far more than when we give out of our abundance. It's then when God sees. He sees when we give out of abundance. Don't misunderstand me. But he finds it the greater worship when we give sacrificially. Because that's how he gave. He relates to that. So don't ever feel guilty because you do not feel like giving and yet you do come anyway. It's precious to God. Because it costs you something. So that's why I want to say thank you for coming to church. Thank you for coming to church. Because God receives everything that we give Him and for Him as worship. So I want to thank you for that. I want to end off with this, that you give, as insignificant as it might seem to you, is an indescribable gift to God. Because when we give what is insignificant, we give only to God. Not because we think it's going to make a difference, but this is all that we have to give. And isn't it plain that that is precious to God? Because actually then, we are giving in faith. And we are giving with a pure heart. From a place of poverty, God receives the riches. Because we give Him everything. Not our abundance. But listen to the word of God. As the church was giving financially, Paul says, not only did you meet the need, the physical need. You not only met the physical need, there was something else. When you gave, when you gave finance, when you volunteered to do kids' church once a month, when you came to a small group, when you helped with coffee or you did the welcome or you engaged with a first-time visitor, you did not just meet a physical need. Something else happens. And that's the amazing thing about God. Whatever we give, He uses. And listen to this. It's not just a physical need that happened. Listen to the ripple effect of this giving. He says here, for the administration of the service not only supplied... Verse 12. Yes. For the administration of the service not only supplies the needs of the saints, the physical things, but it is also abounding through many thanksgiving to God. Because when you give of yourself, it's not only to the need that you give. It leads to something more. It leads to thanksgiving. It continues and says, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God. For the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, and through your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of this exceeding grace of God in you. You see, there's so many things that happens. Let's use an example of volunteering, making a sacrifice to, say, go to kiddies' church. Yes, there is a need. We need kiddies' church teachers. But by giving of yourself, you're not just meeting that need. It's not just the structure and the fact that we need smaller classes and we want to teach the children. But by giving of yourself, it produces thanksgiving to God. Not just from me and my wife to say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Somebody that can help. But for the kids that are there. It produces thanksgiving in them. And And all of a sudden, it's not just thanksgiving, but it says here, they glorify God. And then it goes on by saying that they actually pray for you because of this grace of God that is in you, that has come to them through you. You see how awesome this is? In everything that you give to God, it's not just meeting a physical need. It is something that produces thanksgiving. These guys are out with the young matrix. And yes, by your giving, you've enabled them to go, but it's not just for a practical need. It's not just for the petrol and the cars and the food. It's not for that only. It's because they are there, because you've enabled them, that there is thanksgiving to God and hugs and laughter and an attraction to God that produces glory. God is glorifying. Teenagers will say, but spending these few minutes in a car with two old ladies has been more exciting than our entire day. I mean, who would have imagined? But God is glorifying. God is glorifying. And it leads to prayer. To thank God for what these two ladies did in us. The grace that we have experienced through them. You see how awesome it is? Giving is not just meeting needs. And that's what we want to thank you for. We want to thank you for what you do not see, what you do not know, what you do not realize. We want to thank you for this year. We want to thank you for building this church. We want to thank you for coming. We want to thank you for giving. We want to thank you for your willingness to receive from God, to be changed by God, to follow Christ. Because in doing that, your life becomes a testimony in this community that draws others. If not to this church, other churches, it doesn't matter. As long as the kingdom advances and people are getting saved and grow in Jesus, that's all that matters. And the more we are, the more we attract. The more we draw, not if this church and other church, it doesn't really matter. As long as people get saved and they follow Jesus, that is what it's about. And we want to thank you for that. So today is just to say thank you. It is to say thank you. And that amazing thing that was said, that it is the grace. They thank God for the grace of God in you. You know what? Grace is not just something that we receive. It is something that flows through us. It's something that flows through us. As we receive His grace, we respond with grace. And we live in the same way. It changes us to become more like the grace we receive. So I want to thank God for the grace in this church. I want to thank God for the grace in this church. The foundation that was laid before me and the building that's continuing after me. One man, Mario, has laid a foundation, another man is building on it, and someone else will continue with it. But as long as God's name is glorified, that's what it's about. Because it's not about us. It's like Paul says, who's Paul, who's Apollos? It's God that gives the increase. Let's not follow men, but let's follow God. I want to thank you for the grace of God that's in you. But we have to thank God for all of this. Because He's the one that gives the increase. So today is to say thank you to God for what He has given us, which is you. For us to thank God for you and to encourage you to continue to give and to love. And the most precious thing you can do for us in return, if you have to do anything, just love the person next to you. Just love the person next to you and follow Jesus. That's all we want in this life. Love the person next to you and follow Jesus. Don't give us money. We'll just ask you to put it in the bank account, in church account anyway. Don't bring us flowers. My wife likes it, but don't bring us flowers. Just follow Jesus and love the person next to you. That is enough for us. That is more than enough for us. So thank you. I'm going to pray a blessing over you. I'm going to thank God for this indescribable gift that is you. And then we also have to thank the volunteers. Now please, it's not to exclude anybody. It's always a risk when a church does this, because there might be someone that we missed. Okay. If we missed you, please forgive us. We did not do it on purpose. However, that said, if you do not get acknowledged today for your service as a volunteer during the year, be assured of this. God says He is the God that sees in secret and will reward you openly. So what we failed to give today, God will give you personally. So you might be more blessed if we skip you. But we have to say thank you to all our volunteers. Please, it's not to exclude anybody. If you do feel excluded, just volunteer next year. But I've already thanked you for coming to church and for contributing. But we have to give extra thanks to our volunteers, and that's what we're going to do now. So I'm going to ask Yaku. He's just going to read the names of all the volunteers and try to, some of you have volunteered for more than one thing. Okay, and we've tried to record everything you do. But as we read the names, please just come quickly forward. We're going to give you a chocky afterwards. Okay, so there is an incentive. It's a little bit bigger than the chocky in the welcome pack. Okay. So our visitors, please bear with us as we thank these precious gifts for what they have sown into this ministry. So Yaku is going to read the name. Please come up quickly forward. He's just going to machine gun them through because the braai is waiting for us. You know, and you weet hoe 'n braaier wat se vleis koud raak. So we want to go through this. And then I want to invite all of you to join us for some fellowship and food. Is that all right? Okay. So, Yaku's going to call up the names. We're going to thank them. And then I'm going to pray a blessing over all of us, because you all are gifts in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. Yaku, let's shoot.
Okay, wonderful. So my eye will, like God, run to and fro. And if I miss you, I will eye you out. Okay, so we're going to come up. First of all, it's at Church Services, Leonie Pienaar, for helping us with announcements and small group leader. Vian Brink, for the helping us with announcements and small group leader, and with all the connect functions with the catering. You guys can come up, Sanong. Then Anneli Hardingale, for also helping with announcements. We can give her a shout, intercession, and also small group leader.
Something practical. Something practical. If you now clap for every single person that comes up, you're going to get tired by the end. And the poor folk in the end is going to get more applause in heaven than now. So, please can we hold the applause, and when everybody's here, give them one massive applause. Is that all right? Okay, cool. Yes, they're going to be here, but that's fine.
Okay, André Leroux, for being an events coordinator, a meetup volunteer, small group leader, encounter 2 and 3 facilitator, and a Bible school teacher, and a mouthful. Andre, thank you. Then Bernice Geldenhuis, for being events coordinator, hospitality coordinator, volunteer, and a Bible school volunteer. Then also Des Isaac, he is EC, head usher, small group leader, helping with the offering, ushering, visitor team, and the line of Judah. Yeah, Des is not here. He's still asleep, I think. Then Jan Schierman for events coordinating. Then Patrick Africa for being a head usher, helping with a small group leader and a visitor team. Dalian Joubert for being a head usher, a hospitality volunteer, and a part of the visitor team. Then Juanita van Tonder, helping with the hospitality, the coffee at the back, and the Bible school hospitality. Jo Marie Kannemeyer for helping with hospitality at Sunday services and at Bible school. And today, Estelle Skierman for helping us with hospitality and also, I think, events coordinating. Yeah, the kitchen. Leslie Vermaak helping us with hospitality and information table. Leslie. Ihona Ober also with hospitality at Sundays. Wendy LaRue for helping us with hospitality on Sundays, Bible school, small group leader, Encounter 3, and Kids Church volunteer. Marilyn Matamba for helping us with Sunday service, hospitality, and also Bible school. Then Kathleen Bota for helping us with information table. Tanya Kirsten helping us with information table. Johan Vermaak, information table. Etsy van Skalkwijk and Pierco. We can, they all can come up. Both of them as a couple, information table. Then Leslie van der Westhuizen, information table and Bible school volunteer. Then Corinne Buchanan for information table on Sundays, Bible school information table and a small group leader. Then Irene Smits for also helping out with the information table. Then Stephen Miller for being a media volunteer, a small group leader and a Bible school teacher. Roxanne Oosthuizen for helping us with the media on Sundays and a youth facilitator. Dabin Kim helping us with the media. In Braden and Isaac also with the media and the youth and the line of Judah. Then Pierre Slier for helping us with the offering, serving as a small group leader and a Bible school teacher. Naomi Miller for helping us with the offering, small group leader and Bible school teacher. Chris Allight for helping us with the offering, small group leader and Bible school teacher. And then Valen Pinar, helping us with the offering, men's ministry, Bible school teacher, and worship team. Then Linda Furrie, helping us with the offering, Bible school teacher, and the School of the Supernatural. Okay, then Johan Rubenheimer, helping us with sound, when John is not here, and his wife. Then Ken Negriwa, with sound, and a church volunteer, and just general jobs in the week. I want to thank Luzelle Beekers for heading up a Golden Youth Ministry. Then the most beautiful wife, woman this morning, Carmen Kutsia, for worship team leader and Bible school teacher and a mother, awesome mother, and a wife. Then Sandra Nell, worship team. And hasn't Sandra grown, eh, church, in worshiping? That's amazing. Then Marie Geyer, worship team. Jermaine de Toy, worship team. Martin Nefferink, worship team and Bible school teacher. Jock Nudia, worship team. Rolf Kotze, worship team. Vanessa Roo, worship team. If you're here, please come up. I'm just going through this. Magdalene Wakefield, worship team. Aaron on the drums, worship team. And please forgive me for those ears of yours I still saw. Jordan for worship team. Keely Brown for worship team. Brett Irwin on the bass for worship team. Thank you, Brett. Elizabeth, worship team. Vino on the drums, worship team. And Aziana, Brett's wife, also worship team on the drums. You guys can all come run to the front. Then a special thanks to all our small group leaders or pastors. Reynold and Rehet, small group leaders in Voorklip. Nikki van Dijk, small group leaders in Gansbaai. Lisa and Vian, small group leaders in and also Connect Function. Lisa, thank you. Suzanne with Chris, small group leader. Gihani Ruud in Stanford, small group leader and Kids Church volunteer. Monette Grobler and her husband Andre for small group leaders in Kleinmond. That is great. They can come up if they're here. And then we want to thank Manuel Pandy for being an usher and so friendly on Sundays, Manny. P.W. van Tonder is a line of Judah mascot. These are all the guys which are very thin in church. They sweat in their suits and then they come out afterwards, weight loss. Danelle de Brein, line of Judah mascot. We mentioned Braden earlier. Paul Bosman, mascot. Stephen de Lange, mascot. Willem, was hij? Stephen de Lange, Kids Church. And then this name I can't say. Nayasha Makwarai Rimba. Line of Judah mascot. And then Jock de Toy, we want to thank you for the men's ministry, heading that up for us. Then Rehet de Villiers, visitor team. Pat Diedrichs for visiting team, men's ministry coordinator, kids church help, volunteer and intercession. I want to thank Uncle Pat. If he's, I think he's Brian. Oh, the kids on the front. Then Ronnie and Beulah Young, we want to thank them for being part of the visitor team, part of the intercession team as well, and being so friendly every Sunday. Then we want to thank Ludwig and Corinne Schultz for youth facilitators. And yes, to come to the front. So youth and Bible school volunteers. Yes, give them a hand. Woo-hoo! I want to thank Sonia Africa for youth facilitator, small group leader with Patrick, and kids church coordinator with Lisa. Okay, then a couple of people are just for Bible specifically. Renee De Bruin, Danny Grip, Meg Dix, and Alain Hubert for Bible school help every week the whole year. Hani Camps, Tumi Monoku, and Estelle Gering. She's here. Then we mentioned Paul Bosman, Bible school teachers. We want to mention, thank Stoffel Faree for Bible school teachers, School of the Supernatural, and leadership training. And also then for Franz Kruger, Bible school teacher. And then we're almost done. Then Kids Church Ministry, they're probably not here, but we're going to read them out. Okay, Michelle Dicey for Kids Church, coordinated with Lisa, also a small group leader. I want to thank Anine Engelbrecht for that and the worship team. I want to thank Peter Herter for Kids Church volunteer, media volunteer, and office admin volunteer. Thank you, Peter. Then Sandy Conradi, Kids Church. Karine Schultz, we mentioned her. Abby Buchanan, Kids Church. Jessica Shaw. Sue Raven. Selma Langenhoven. Matilda Larish, if she's here, Kids Church. Siska Moss, Kids Church. Renee Proctor, Kids Church volunteer. Chantel Lewitz, Zoe Lewitz, Danelle De Bruin, Valerie Leroux, Elsa Nodia, Kids Church, Naomi van Sail, Kids Church, Charlotte Robbie, she's here, Marilee Daville, and P.W. van Tonder for the Kids Church. And then I want to thank Jack Proctor for intercession, Karina at intercession, Denzel, Ferdi, and Marlette, all part of the intercession team every Sunday. Then last but not least, we want to just make a special notice to a special volunteers, which goes and do exceptional service in our community, and which many of us don't know of, and many of us do know them, but we just want to acknowledge them as well. Pastor Kim and his wife for their father's school ministry, which goes on throughout the year, and the amazing men that are raising up, the involvement with Zwelichle, and also the ministry to the poor. Can Pastor Johan come up and Sunay come to the front? Thank you for that. Let's give them a hand, yes. Also want to thank John Slayer again for involvement with the prison ministry behind the scenes. Is John here this morning? You can also come to the front. And then we also want to thank especially for Mario and Celeste for their involvement and work and mission work in Italy, so faithfully being a witness there for Jesus, for being a faithful servant, Mario, in Hermanus for so many years, being involved with Bible school teaching and also a spiritual father to many of us in Hermanus. So we just want to thank Mario as well. Let's give him a hand. Amen. And who have we skipped? Andres?
Great, and now, Patrick and Tracy, come forward. You've been cell leaders as well this year. Taken a break, but you've still been part of this ministry, faithfully ministering to many. So let's just give them a hand. Now, can we just give a great thank you to and my mother. I almost forgot my mother. This would have been disastrous. Mom, thank you. Come forward for babysitting and for ushering and for welcome. Go give your mama a hug. I want to thank you, Werner, wat al wegkruip, wat so instaan vir my. Kom, Werner, kom jy ook maar vorentoe. When I'm not here, he takes over my small group. So, thank you, Werner. Let's give him a hand. If we've missed you, please forgive us. There's only half of our volunteers here, but we want to thank all of you from all of us for what you've done in enabling us to do what we are doing. Thank you so much. We want to thank you for being here, participating in all that you do, and especially for all the things that you do that is unseen, that people do not acknowledge or recognize. We want to thank you for that also. And I want us just to give them a last big round of applause. You can give yourself a big round of applause. I want to thank my staff. Elwins are probably there at the back. Elwins, come forward. You're not here yet. Elwins and Christopher, where is he running around? Christopher, he's hiding. Oh, there he is. Christopher and Yaku. And my wife. For the staff. And John, where's John? John, kom vorentoe. John. I've got amazing staff. That serves all of us. A lot of things goes unseen and over and above. I just want us to honor them as well. If we can just give them a good hand. For Elwins, John, Yaku, Lisa, and Christopher that always hides at the back. He probably does the most, but he hides the most as well. Don't play hide and seek with him, you'll lose. He still stands when I walk into the office. I mean, it's when I was last in the army, people did that, and I keep on telling him not to do that, but he can't stop. So hopefully now he will stop. Otherwise, I have to say it again next year. And then I have to thank my wife and my children that are not here, but my wife. Is my children here? No, they're not. No, that's somebody else's child. Maar dis ook 'n kerkmeis daai. But I want to thank my wife for just the amazing woman she is and supporting me through thick and thin and all her prayers and her encouragement. Thank you, love, for building this church. Yeah, I love you, babes. Okay, and now I'm going to pray a blessing over Uncle Pat. Kom, oom Pat, jy het laat gekom. Kom, jy moet hier voor staan. Daar's 'n chokkie vir jou. I want to just pray a blessing over all of us on stage, on the seats, just for the incredible, indescribable gift that you are and the contribution that you're making. I'm going to ask God to not just bless you, but bless through you. That wherever you go, you will truly be a lighthouse. That Christ in you will be formed more and more, that people may see him through you and may be drawn to him because of you. Can we close our eyes? And I'll close with that. Father, I want to thank you for these amazing people that you have added to this church. Lord, I want to thank you for what you're doing in them and through them. Lord, I pray a blessing on them. Lord, that your grace over their lives by increase from glory to glory until the fullness of Christ is reached in them. Lord, that they may reflect you in the things that they say and the things that they do and the way they do and the way they speak and the way they love. God, I pray that you will pour more of your love in us, that we may love the world around us from an abundance, from an overflow of a revelation of your love for us and the experience of you. God, I pray for your presence. Lord, I pray for your word, Lord, to be heard, to be received. Lord, that your presence may be tangible. Lord, that your spirit may empower. Lord, that your gifts may flow. Father, that the fruit may be evident and that you be glorified through everything that they do. And Lord, that the gifts that they bring will always be worship unto you, and that you will multiply it and feed the thousands with it. God, I pray that they will not only be good seed bearers, but seed sowers, Lord, and that they may have, we all may have the privilege of seeing the fruit of the seed that we sow, that you may be glorified through everything. So I pray this blessing over each and every one. Lord, I pray for health. I pray for breakthrough. I pray for healing. God, I pray for provision. I pray for favor, Lord. I pray that you will abound to them more and more, over and above, more than what they can think or imagine, as they realize who they are in Christ Jesus and live it to the full, that you may be glorified. I want to thank you for what you are doing in and through us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message. We hope you enjoyed this moment with us. For more information, visit shofaronline.org.